Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Doing great. How's everybody down at the station?
We are doing fantastic, coming off Halloween. Hey, do you dress up as a Cellcom guy when you hand out candy at your house,
or what
do you do?
I apologize.
I do not.
Okay.
That's not a good question.
What do you mean that's a great,
terrible way to start this? After all, bye week.
He was like, oh my gosh, I know how to start this, guys. I've got a good one.
He's been thinking about that for 10 days.
No, that's actually the one question you put thought into. All right, come on. Pick it up for him. You're always
speaking of days.
You always got good questions.
Speaking of days, Coach, what day is it for you? Because that's got to be weird coming off of a bye week and then a Monday night game. How does that affect your seven-day cycle over there?
Great question, Nick. This is actually a Wednesday for us because, it's with the extra day of preparation going into the Monday night game. So it's we took the extra day was on Tuesday, which would have been a Monday for us. So, I guess we got to keep our players on a seven-day working schedule.
It's very confusing.
How many days do the players actually get off during bye week?
Well, you have to give them, I think it's at least five or six. I mean, there's CBA rules on exactly how much time off. I've always been favorable with an extra day for travel because, the fact is majority of your football team leaves town and, the ability to fly in and out of Green Bay, an extra half a day or day for travel is a little more practical.
I know. I was actually concerned, talking to Jake, and I felt like he was jamming a lot into it, and I thought it was only, 3 days. So I'm glad to hear they get 6 days. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, I don't know why Jake would tell you it's 3 days. So,
well, that's our Jake.
Yeah. I don't know. He's much like your schedule on the 7, nobody knows what day it is when you talk to Jake. He just knows it's game day or not.
So Aaron's back in the locker room. Is that going to be a big help for Brett Hundley, not only this weekend but for the coming weeks ahead?
Well, definitely. I think anytime you have that kind of experience and the ability to just help Brett, that shot of confidence or that little nugget of a reminder here and there, I think it'll be very beneficial for him.
Not only in preparation for the games, but will he also be able to help during the game? Will he be in his ear during the game if he sees something he could help him with?
Yeah, there's a process. I mean, if you watch during the course of the game, when the starter's out there, he's playing it, and then it comes to the sideline, there's always communication, and Alex Van Pelt does a great job, and all the other quarterbacks sit around the starter, and that's important conversation and dialogue that goes on between series. So yes, definitely having Aaron there will be very beneficial.
How's the rest of the team looking in terms of being back, Coach? We always say it's never a bad time to have a bye week because you're always injured. How's everybody coming back?
Well, we're healthier, that's for sure. So that's clearly the positive of the bye week. Everybody's had a chance to get away, and we've been able to we had a really good practice 2 days ago. So I was pleased with that. We still got a couple guys we're working on, and the week of preparation will sort that out. But we're definitely healthier, and that's the biggest thing, in my opinion, that you get out of the bye week.
There's been a lot of anticipation about Vince Beagle's debut. Is this the weekend or coming up Monday night? Are we going to see him?
Yeah, there's a chance of that. I mean, we're going to take the full week, just evaluate him. I think we all have to. I know he's excited, and everybody's excited to have him back out there. But we got to be smart with Vince. Any of our players that would be coming off, PUP or an IR situation, because throwing them right back in there, especially a young guy. You just got to be smart about that.
Where are you looking for fantasy this weekend, Coach?
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
some of the guys coming back.
This?
Should we be playing guys coming back from the pack this weekend? Or
can't help you there, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we be picking up Brett in the old fantasy leagues?
Stop.
Or
I'd play him there. Definitely.
I'm really excited for that. It's always, one start is fine, but now you've got more preparation with Brett, and it's always that growth process that you talk about, not only as a team from training camp all the way through week 17, but individually, and I can't wait to see him play on Sunday or on Monday.
I'm excited for him because he puts so much into this. But the reality is it's the ultimate team game. Our offensive system is built around making the quarterback successful. So running the football and getting the ball distributed to our playmakers. I mean, those are the two priorities that we have to get done. And Detroit's going to be more aggressive schematically against us. I mean, I think that's stating the obvious. So this should be an excellent game.
Matthew Stafford having a pretty good year, throwing up a lot of points, huh?
I think he's playing lights out. The obvious is the red zone production. If you watch the Sunday night game, wasn't there, but the production up and down the field, it's been very impressive.
There's nothing I like more than being able to tell people to suck it. So I can't wait to tell them to suck it after Monday night. That's all I'm gonna say.
Wow.
All right. Go Katie.
Listen, could you go and get us a win on Monday? We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. That's the plan.
All right, partner. Have a great weekend.
All right. All right, have a great week. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.